us pray. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the power in your word.
Yes.
Father, as I stand here to preach your word, you have prepared me. You have anointed me, Lord. Lord, please have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
In your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now talk about the lamp and the light today. We're looking at the 119th Psalm. And in this 119th Psalm, this happens to be the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses. And it's in the form of an acrostic. It's each eight verses uses a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. As the writer, who is under duress, is expressing the joy that he finds in the Word of God. You know, we can find joy in the Word of God in the midst of.
Yeah.
In the midst of. We don't have to wait until we come out to the other side.
Yeah.
But in the midst of going through mess, we can still find joy in the Word. But in order to find joy in the Word during tough times, we have to be faithful to the Word during tough times.
Yeah.
Not be faithful when things are looking good for us, but being faithful during our darkest days.
Yeah.
You might not come when I want you, but Lord, I know that you are right on time. So in our mess, we have to ask the question, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? How are you trying to reach me? Lord, I know there's a lesson in my suffering, Lord. What are you trying to prepare me for? But we have to be faithful to the Lord and his word, even during the tough times. This individual is going through some tough times as we look at the individual sections of this. But today we're going to focus on the 105th verse, which the title comes from. And it's simply, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, if you're ever in a trivia contest and someone asks you what my favorite Bible verse is, that's it. And I was amazed when the Lord gave this to me. I looked back over my notes and I realized that I don't think I've ever preached a message from my favorite verse. In over 20 years of ministry, I've never preached a message but from my favorite verse. But I believe in an on-time God, and I believe that this is the time to share this message with the people of God.
Amen.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. The first point I want to lift up is that in order to handle the tough times, we have to have faithful footsteps. Amen? Faithful footsteps. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Now, we ask the question, what does a lamp and a light do? They provide illumination. They provide illumination. Now, if we need illumination, that means that it's a little dark where we are. And it's not as bright as we would like it to be. But during those tough times, that's when we have the word to rely on. So instead of telling you, I want to share with you an illustration right now about this light and this lamp. About the lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. So I'm going to ask the ushers to turn the lights down. If I was a famous singer, turn the lights down low. No. This is not that type of message today. We just want the lights turned down. And I want to share some things with you. I got some light with me that I want to share with you. Thank you. Turn that light off too. Let me even turn my iPad off. Now, I see somebody has some lights out here because I see your phones or your tablets on, including mine. Even in the midst of darkness, a little bit of light can sink in. Uh-huh. Yes. You can't see me, but you can hear me. Amen?
Amen.
Let me turn this light off. Now, I want to share something with you. Many of you know that my therapy is photography. Amen?
Amen.
And one of the things I like to do is to be at a good sunrise or be at a good sunset. Now, there's a problem with that, because to be at sunrise, you got to travel in the dark to get to where you want to be when the sun comes up. You see, we like to think that just the sun comes up, we can get there and it's already lit up, but it's not lit up. Just past Monday, I had the opportunity to go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and there was a portion of a beach I wanted to take a picture of, but I wanted to get there at sunrise. So I left the hotel at 4:30 in the morning so I could be there by sunrise. I arrived at the beach at 5:15 in the morning. It was dark. It was darker than dark because there was no light. Plus, it was cloudy. There were not even any stars. So I knew the particular place I wanted to get to. I needed some light. Now, see, I have learned some lessons over the years of how to be prepared with the right light. You see, not every light is the right light.
Yes.
Years ago, I went through the woods to Jordan Lake to catch sunset. And after sunset, it got dark. And I had a headlight with me, one I use around the house and my garage and things like that. So I turned my headlight on. I had it on my head, and this is the light that I had. Now, this light might seem a little bright to you, but guess what? When you're in the darkest woods, this is not very bright. When you're in the woods and you hear noises beside you, it's not very bright. When you hear things rustling through the woods and you're trying to navigate your way without tripping on stumps of trees and uneven ground, it's not very bright. So I'm traveling through the path, trying to stay on the path, hearing noises beside me, and this light didn't go very far and didn't shine very bright. So I learned my lesson. I said, when I get home, I'm going to find me a brighter one. This light might be good for some things, but when I'm in the woods, this light is not bright enough. When I'm in the wilderness and don't know my way, this light is not bright enough. So I went home and I got another light. I got another headlight that advertised that it was brighter than the one I had. So next time I went out in the woods, I was up in the mountains, and I was trying to climb a mountain to get there for a glorious sunset. So I pulled out my brand new headlamp and I turned it on, and this is what I saw. And I said, Lord, I can see now. I can see further than I could before. I can see the shadows in the trees and the noise I hear. I see the squirrel beside me going through the woods. I don't have to leave it up to my imagination anymore, because I got a brighter light.
like some people have pocketbooks. You know, when you change stuff from one pocketbook to another pocketbook, you might forget something.
Yeah.
So I found myself out in the darkness, and I said, oh, Lord, what can I do? I don't have my lamp with me. I have my bright headlamp, and it's not with me. I have my handheld flashlight, and it's not with me. I lightened my load, but I forgot to take the light with me. So I reached into my pocket, and what did I have with my cell phone? And I said, I got an app for that. And I turned my phone on. And I put my password in, and I found my light on my phone, and I went there and I turned it on, and I said, okay, this is a little bit of light. It might not be too bright, but it's all I need. I can't see very far. I can't see what's in the woods. I can't see more than 10 feet in front of me, but this will have to be good enough. My brothers and sisters, the light we have in us is good enough.
Yes.
We don't always have to have the brightest light to see where we're going. Yes, it makes things easier. We can turn the lights back on, ushers. I know you've been in the darkness for long enough. Sometimes people have spent their whole life in dark areas, not even knowing that they got a light in their pocket, not even realizing that they got some lights with them, because their eyes have accumulated to the darkness. Their eyes have become accustomed to the darkness. That light hurts their eyes. But in a mist of despair, in the mist of darkness, I'm so glad the writer wrote, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now let's talk about back in biblical time. They did not have the option of having a light in their pocket. Back in biblical times, they didn't have these various headlights like we do now. Back in biblical times, they didn't have the handheld light like I do now. Back in biblical times, they didn't have multiple lights like I do now. Back in biblical times, they had clay pots with oil in them. They had lamps that were very dim. Lamps that were probably the power of the luminance of my cell phone flashlight. But it got them where they needed to go. They had to walk gingerly because the light did not go very far. My brothers and sisters, I dare say that this is what the writer is saying. That in my time of despair, your light illuminates my path. It says a light unto my feet. Lord, I can't see too many steps into the future, but I can see the steps I need to have for where I am right now. Back to another illustration that some of us might be a little bit more familiar with. How many of us grew up or lived in houses or had relatives that we visited who had outhouses in the back? I'm sure glad some hands are raised, because I am not the only one. My grandparents in Rayford, North Carolina, had an outhouse till I was about 12 or 13 years old. And when we used to go visit them, it was a dangerous thing to have to go to the bathroom at night. The outhouse, for those of you who don't know, is a house that's built outside of the house. It is the place where you go use the bathroom. There is no plumbing involved, but there is a deep hole. And usually flies hang around the house. And when it gets dark on those very dark nights, that house might not be very far from the house. It might be just 100 feet away. Might be 150 feet away. But on the darkest night, it seems like it's miles and miles away. Because as you go outside, you realize in these parts of the woods, I've seen snakes during the daytime. I've seen possums during the daytime. I've seen raccoon during the daytime. I've even seen deer during the daytime. And I'm going outside. Now, we didn't have the lights we had today, but we had a little lamp or a flashlight that took D-cell batteries. You know, those big old batteries that you can't find a use for anymore.
And you know what? Those were the type of batteries and those were the type of flashlights that were unreliable. How many times would we go outside and lights start flickering and we start hitting the light? We start doing this, doing like this, praying, Lord, please give me a little bit more light. There was nothing worse than being in the midst of darkness and wishing that your light would stay on long enough so that you can get back to the house. I don't need it to last very long. Lord, I knew last time I came out that it was kind of finicky, but I didn't have time to buy new batteries. I'm out here all by myself. Lord, just give me a little bit of light. Let me shake it a little bit. Let me see if that works, because I need a little bit of light, just enough light to show my path. I don't even want to see what's in the woods. I don't need to see what's beside me, what's behind me, but just a little bit of light so I can see my path. That's how the word of God is. It's just that little bit of light. It's just that little bit of light. And those lamps they used back then was just a little bit of light. But it was enough. God used the light. He used the word to direct us, to have us follow the right path. There's nothing worse than having a little bit of light and following the wrong path. Because you took the wrong step. But that's where, if we're faithful to our footsteps, the word will guide us. God is revealing to us what we need to know step by step. You know what? I wish sometimes I had a light that could see around the corner. I wish I had a light so powerful that I could see into tomorrow or maybe into next week. But you know what? God does not reveal things to us that way. He lets us know what we need, when we need to do it. And that's all the light we need. So therefore, those little clay pots were sufficient for the illumination that the children of Israel needed to go step by step. And I dare say that's the same way it is today in our spiritual journey. We don't have the light to see as far as we would like to, but we have enough light to see what God wants us to see. Yes, I wish I could predict what tomorrow is going to bring. I have plans for tomorrow, but only the Lord knows whether or not those plans will happen, because I have not been provided that much illumination. It reminds me of the song, One Day at a Time. How many of us have heard that song being sung, or even sung that song ourselves? One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way. One day at a time. Step by step. The light is there. We have to be faithful to the footsteps that we have. And we have the light, the illumination of Jesus Christ to give us guidance. We have the word to give us guidance. Proverbs 6:23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light." The word of God is a lamp and the law is light. You know what? With light, we are restricted to traveling only where the path is illuminated. Amen? We don't veer off into dark areas. Not if we know what's good for us. We try to stay where the light is. We have a light that came 2,000 years ago. And that light came in the form of Jesus Christ our Lord. John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That is the beginning. And then we skip down to the fifth verse of John 1. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus came to provide that illumination that we needed. Now, John 1 was the very first sermon I ever preached in 1994. It came from these verses. Jesus, the true light, was the title. We have a whole lot of lights that we depend on. But all of these lights can only do the job if they have power in them. If they have no power, no light. Back in Hebrews' time, no oil, no light. No fuel, no light. No batteries, no light. We can have the greatest light in the world, but it does not compare to the light of Jesus Christ. Yes. It does not compare to the light of Jesus Christ. There's a reason we wait for the sun to come up to do certain things. Because we can see a little bit easier. How many times have you tried to do something at night and it said, this is just not working for me. I can wait until the morning. In the morning, I can see a lot better. In the morning, I will have more illumination. I might have these flashlights and all these other tools, but these pale in comparison to what God has provided for us through the sun, the S-U-N. But this pales in comparison to what God has provided to us in the form of his son, S-O-N. The Lord came as a light to shine in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know what? There are times in our life where we have competing lights. Amen? Where we have competing lights. I don't know if you've ever been to a big city at nighttime. I don't know if you've been on Fifth Avenue at nighttime. I don't know if you've ever been on the Las Vegas Strip at nighttime. But all these areas have one thing in common. They have a whole lot of lights. And a whole lot of lights to advertise and attract us to come into certain establishments because the light is so bright. And when we get into those establishments sometimes, when we have so many competing lights, sometimes we forget who we are. And we forget to follow the true light because we allow other lights to take our attention. And that's what it means. The darkness did not comprehend it. Sometimes we are so used to living in darkness. We have less of an appreciation for light. Skipping over to Jesus in his public ministry. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He who follows me will have just what they need to get by. He who follows me will be faithful to their footsteps. He who follows me will not stumble because I will let him know what's going on right before he gets there. He who follows me will see the stumbling blocks before they reach them and will step on top of them and use them for stepping stones. He who follows me will know not to trip over that log. There are many obstacles put in front of us. But if we follow the light of the Lord, if we have the Lord in our lives, he will provide us what we need, when we need it. And you know what? His light is inexhaustible. It means it's not going out. It means we don't have to reach for alternate sources because we have what we need. And you know what? It's on time. May not come when we want it, but it will come right on time. Sister Patty was talking about earlier this light and this lamp. This light, this lamp. I don't think she realizes that she has it already in her. She just needs to follow the word. Just follow the commandments. The light is there. The light is ready to shine in her life as it has shown in many of our lives. This is the light that has directed us This is the light that has corrected us.
Yes.
This is the light that has helped us avoid danger when danger is coming upon us. Have you ever had that feeling that we call the sixth sense? Every now and then where something said, don't go there. I don't need to be going in this direction. I don't need to be going this way. That just might be the Lord guiding you. That just might be the Lord sharing with you just enough to let you know that you don't need to be going there. You don't need to be hanging around those folks. And you know what? Something else about light. If you don't have light, if you stand close enough to me and I got a light, you might have enough light to get you by until you realize that Jesus is the true light.
Yes.
So if you're going to hang with people who are going to make you better, make sure you hang with people who know who the true light is. Make sure you hang with people. For the young folks, for our youth going back to school, make sure you hang with people who will make you better, who will let your light shine, but not try and snuff it out. Hang with people who will not break you down, who will not make you stumble, who will not make you go off the path that you know is the path for you. And if you shine your light through your actions, through your deeds, through your works, others will see it. And they will say that there is something about her that is special. There is something about him that is special. I think I want to be their friend. But don't be surprised that there are some others who are comfortable living in darkness. So they don't want to be around you. They don't want to be exposed. They want to keep on doing the dirt. They want to keep on doing wrong. They want to keep on. Some people just like to be bad. If loving you is wrong. I don't want to do right. All right, so I got your memories going now. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to do right. To the world, if loving you is wrong, I'm having a good time in the world. I don't want to do light right. I don't need the light of Jesus Christ. I love where I am. I love what I'm doing. I don't need you, Lord. But there comes a time in everyone's life when we realize that all those lights we've been following have been bad for us. That there is only one true light, and that is the light of Jesus Christ. The prodigal son realized that as long as he had resources, he had friends. As long as he had resources, he had friends. But as soon as his resources dried up, he did not have any friends. But yet he had a loving father. Yet he had a home that was comfortable. Yet he had people who loved him. He had to humble himself and go back to his father. And his father welcomed him with open arms. This young man saw the light. Or as Patty said earlier, the light at the end of the tunnel. He realized that if he kept on doing what he was doing, it was not going to be good for him. But he went home and had a successful life because he followed the right light. When I started this message today, I knew that it was not going to last long. I knew that I was not going to get to the 112th verse, but I had prepared like I usually do. But I had a sense of uncomfortability this morning, and when I usually have that sense of uncomfortability, things don't go the way I planned them. But they go the way the Lord plans. So today we're just focusing on the light. Maybe next week, maybe later, we'll get to the rest of this chapter. But if there's one thing I can leave with you today, is to follow the light. And the light, let the word be your lamp. Let the word be your light that guides you, that keeps you on the right path, even in the midst of others going on the wrong path.
Yeah.
David said, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. What David was saying was that I know your word, that I know your word, and it's keeping me on the right path. Even in the midst of others trying to influence me to do wrong, I have know your word.
Yes.
But you know what? We can't know the word if we've never heard the word.
Come on.
But again, that's for another day. Today, I just want to focus on the light. We try to have all of our different lights for illumination and just let the electricity go off for a while. We will realize how many lights have dead batteries in them. How many flashlights don't work anymore? And there's nothing worse than opening up your flashlight and see that white powder inside. Realize that you haven't used it in so long that the battery has become corroded. Now the flashlight is good for nothing. When I was preparing for this message, I found one of those this morning in my house, a lamp that we had not used in a long time. I wanted to use it for illustration, but as soon as I started opening the back, I heard that crunchy sound, and I knew something was wrong. And I opened it up, and the white powder was there, and the corrosion had set in, and it had affected the lamp. So I threw it away, and I got the right tools for the trade. Your word is the right tool. Your word is the right form of illumination. It is something that has never been corrupted, never will be corroded, never will go out of style, and will never go out. Lamp and the light. Being faithful over our footsteps through the word of God. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Lamp and the light. Lamp and the light.